on digital radio and online. This is Share Radio.
Now, Philip Blond is the founder and director of one of Britain's leading think tanks, Respublica, and he's been cogitating the idea of charter cities to solve the problem of Syrian refugees and all the refugees, frankly, across the Middle East and North Africa. Well, Philip is on the phone with me now. Good evening, Philip.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for coming on to Share Politics. Now, just explain to our listeners, what is a charter city, or at least a charter city as you had in mind?
Well, a charter city would be something with essentially established by the external powers. So the West could establish charter cities, but not in the West. But what they could have would be Western law, Western institutions, and no doubt free trading rights with the rest of the West. And if we were able to secure these cities, which of course is the big question, what they could be are ways in which places where people could go to stabilize themselves, to improve themselves, and to set up trade and relationships of prosperity with the rest of the world. The key thing is charter cities, if they're done correctly, could actually be where migrants could go. And they could be places that offered them security and, most crucially, a future. You could have outposts of Western universities there. What you could actually end up doing is establishing an immigrant middle and upper middle class, because most migrants are fairly middle class anyway, because they've got to afford the money to pay the people to smuggle them into the West. And what they then could be is agents of stabilization in essentially unstable states. Now, the great problem with establishing them directly in Syria, as soon as they have Western institutions and quasi-Western status, is terrorists will start bombing them and undermining them. There'll be all sorts of killing by the people who want nothing to do.
Sort of enemies of democracy would be...
Well, enemies
of the West, yeah.
Really. And... So really, thinking about this more, I mean, I think essentially the government's right. We have to stabilise refugee camps. We have to stabilise these populations. I mean, I remember reading some security papers, because allied with, you know, the horrific wars of the Middle East, largely Muslim upon Muslim, there's also the prospect of water shortages in much of Middle Africa. The numbers that could potentially come across the Mediterranean are close to 50 million. So we've got to do something. We've got to do something big. And thinking about it, I think probably what we should try to do is establish charter cities in places that are fairly stable already, that have the ability and the security services and the military to protect those cities from terrorist incursion. So I'm thinking Turkey, I'm thinking Jordan, I'm thinking Egypt. And if you could essentially create these not as negatives for the countries that host them, but as hugely positive, so they become centres of middle class advancement, of innovation, of Western investment. What they could become is crucial ways in which the West could stabilise the Middle East through creating a middle class that had a stake in the world. And that would also benefit the countries that hosted them.
One of the things that I like so much about this idea is that, of course, many of those people who are being victimised and persecuted in these areas, who are find themselves in these refugee camps, many of them are doctors, many of them are professionals, they're engineers, they're qualified people that would be able to benefit the very area that they find themselves in. And of course, it's not that much of a stretch when you see the scale of some of these IDP camps and these refugee camps. They are so big; they're almost small cities or certainly big villages in their own right anyway, aren't they?
Completely, completely. And this is why it would work. This is why it would work, because many of these people are highly educated. They've got an awful lot to give. So it could really transform things.
I think of two areas in particular, two areas that are known to you as well. I mean, Singapore and Israel, two regions which only 50 years ago were either a dust bowl or something and have no real kind of natural resources except the human capital and ingenuity to rebuild themselves and to reinvent themselves. So it's not beyond the wit of man, is it, to think of creating new regions like that under the auspices of the UN, perhaps?
Well, history is replete with these examples. Think of South Korea. Think of Hong Kong.
Yeah.
This is actually how human beings recover themselves, and they always recover themselves through port or trading cities that have global links. And these cities could be the new sites of interaction between Europe and the Middle East, and they could become agents of stabilization. And I think my point about hosting them in countries that already have these refugees, you know, the refugees are already in Turkey, are already in Jordan, and places like Egypt, their security services and their police could protect them. And then instead of being a cost on these host countries, which they currently are, they turn into an enormous benefit. So I think you can construct win-wins here. Now, obviously, there are many threats and dangers, but I think the main one is removing these people from the reach of terrorism. I think my point about where we could locate them does that. And I think once you do that, everything else is feasible and attainable.
Philip Blond, no one can ever accuse you of not thinking big or thinking outside of the box. Thank you so much for sharing your ideas on charter cities with us here on Share Politics.
Thanks so much, Colin.
Thanks.